Cool in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Dr. Grant Korn from the Invita Medical Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Sydney, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the work they do. There are so many people in our country today who have chronic disabling diseases. And really, first of all, there's not very much that traditional medicine can do for them. And unfortunately, many doctors honestly believe that people with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or Lyme disease or Gulf War illnesses, they don't exist. They're all psychological, whereas nothing could be further from the truth. There's an organized effort, and I know as a physician this is true, to convince doctors that these are just all imaginary diseases, or if they do exist, there's nothing really can be done, or there's psychological conditions. Well, I don't believe that for 1 minute. I believe these are real diseases. I believe they can be treated. They really, none of them existed before about 1980, same time as they came out with the AIDS epidemic. They came out with chronic fatigue. Is that just a coincidence? I don't believe so for 1 minute. With us is Dr. Brent Korn from the Invita Medical Center. Is that Scottsdale, Arizona, Brent?
That's correct, Dr. Stan.
Well, you go ahead and you pick up the story and tell us a little bit about yourself and certainly about what you're trying to accomplish in this clinic and the treatment of these chronic disabling disorders, which are so really debilitating to literally millions of Americans, and traditional medicine cannot or is unable to help them. Go ahead.
Well, I'm an internal medicine physician, and I've been practicing medicine since 2000, and I've been focusing more on integrative medicine for probably the last 3 years. However, my father is an integrative physician, has been practicing integrative medicine for probably, I'd say maybe 20, 25 years, and he kind of piqued my interest in integrative medicine when I was very young, at the age of 14, when it was related mostly to life extension medicine and orthomolecular medicine, as Linus Pauling coined the term. And so I've always been interested in this, but it's only been in the last 3 years that I've actively been involved in practicing integrative medicine at Invita Medical Center and at my father's practice as well, and where we do focus on things like chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, cancer, and other issues that are of a chronic nature.
All right, fine. Well, now, what have you found out in your dealing with these diseases, chronic fatigue, Lyme? Probably there are close to 2 million people in America with chronic fatigue and and a similar number with Lyme disease. And what is your approach? What can you do for these people?
Well, I think
this, and organized medicine says there is no such thing. Or if you have a negative Lyme test, why you don't have Lyme disease? And if we know the Lyme test that they offer ordinarily would not pick up many cases of Lyme disease.
Correct. I would say that unfortunately, conventional medicine is very myopic. Parochial, they're not very open to change, and I think really at a fundamental level, I think you just have an open heart and mind to be able to evaluate these things honestly and realize that these things are real and that these patients do have very valid health concerns, and it's adversely impacting their life, and that you have to look at some of these other testing modalities and things that you can do to evaluate these types of complaints, particularly chronic fatigue. So for us, really, maybe the best way to address your question would be to just to discuss how maybe I might approach diagnosing a patient with chronic fatigue. So if a patient with chronic fatigue were to present to me, we do treat a lot of Lyme disease, so certainly that would be one of the things that I would evaluate. But I would say chronic fatigue can be, it can be from a single agent, such as an infection. As you said, Lyme disease certainly can cause chronic fatigue syndrome. Mycoplasma fermentans incognitus strain. You have things like the Epstein-Barr virus. You have human herpes virus 6, cytomegalovirus, and then more recently there's been much discussion about the XMRV virus. So perhaps chlamydia pneumoniae, even mycoplasma pneumoniae, things like this, and perhaps even toxoplasmosis. So these are things that can be problematic. And so it just requires maybe investigating these things in addition to other factors that might play a role, such as heavy metals intoxication, maybe toxin exposure, even mycotoxins from mold exposure, spores, mold spores, things like that. And then the other thing that you often find is that patients, maybe it's the underlying factor or maybe it's secondary to some of the things that we were just discussing, would be hormone dysfunction or dysregulation. I find an awful lot of hypogonadism or low testosterone, even in young men. And so we look at, I typically do a hormone panel as well. So really what we're looking for infections, chronic infections. We're looking for toxins or toxic exposure. And then routinely I will do a comprehensive hormone panel, preferentially like a 24-hour urine hormone panel, because it's much more representative than, say, blood testing. So that's a small sampling of what we do. But when you do those types of tests and you look for some of these kind of occult or hidden infections, you often find them, and then it's just a matter of maybe assembling a treatment protocol or formulating a treatment protocol for the patient that would, address their primary issues.
Well, Chris, you talk about chronic infection, and this is one of the things that people don't understand, is that many people have these chronic infections, and because ordinarily, our body would take care of them. I mean, the human body's an amazing, amazing mechanism. But unfortunately, many times, of course, either the immune system is overwhelmed or there are these toxins. What sort of toxins are we talking about? I mean, these are things we just didn't see before, but so many of our people today, I'm sure the people you see, have one or another, either heavy metal or a metal that is contaminating them. Why don't you talk a little bit about the toxins, these various poisons that they insert into the environment that are debilitating our population? We'll be back in just a minute with our friend Corin here at the American Freedom Network.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, 132 Commerce Drive. Wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Fred Coyne from the Invita Medical Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we're talking about, Cindy, the fact that so many people today have chronic poisoning of one form or another, which in many respects will tend to immobilize their immune system so that people are incapable of dealing with these chronic infections, of which do plague us, and so many of these are of recent development. In fact, those of you who, of course, listen to our programs regularly know that back in 1970, a man named Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book called Between Two Ages, America and the Technotronic Age. And at the bottom of page, I think it is 57, he talked about how they're going to be able to develop the chronic infections, going to be able to develop the ability to create storms and droughts. He's talking about the year 2018. Develop, be able to create storms and droughts, be able to create chronic new diseases to use against the enemy. New chronic disease as well. So that was 1970. 1980, what do we have? A whole flock of new chronic diseases developing. And so, but is that coincidence or is it planned? Well, I have my opinions. We can talk about it some other time. But what are these toxins that disable so many people, Brent?
Well, I mean, I think it can be, as I said, it could be multifactorial, but I think some of the things that we can test for and that we routinely test for are heavy metals. And you'd be surprised how many people actually do have some form of heavy metal intoxication or burden. Typically, I would say what I find in most individuals is typically mercury and lead, and occasionally, which is somewhat disconcerting, we'll find uranium, which probably is related to water consumption and their water supply. But mercury, in my experience, while mercury and lead can certainly come from the environment, even from industrial plants, coal-burning power plants, as in China and elsewhere, often I find mercury related to the silver-mercury amalgams or the fillings that people have. While they're not maybe as commonplace as they used to be, particularly with the younger generation, they're, you know, most individuals, middle-aged or otherwise, do have some form of silver-mercury amalgams. And so certainly if somebody has a mouthful of amalgams, you would want to do a what's basically it's a provocative test where you give a patient an IV chelating agent, and then you collect their urine for 12 hours. It takes a few weeks to get that test back, but it does look for a full complement of heavy metals. So typically it looks for mercury, lead, cadmium, tin, tungsten, nickel, as I said, uranium, even platinum, gadolinium, for example, if somebody's had an MRI with contrast, these are the things that would show up on a urine toxic metal profile. And so, as I said, mercury is a big one because it's certainly a neurotoxin and can have far-reaching effects on the patient. So if they have chronic fatigue, maybe they have brain fog, they have name, word-finding, recognition deficits, memory deficits, Alzheimer's, those kinds of things, I definitely look for heavy metals. Other toxins, I think, I recall I had one patient who I did an extensive workup on him, and while he didn't have anything that was clearly identifiable, he did have a long-standing history of ingesting aspartame-laden drinks. So for many years, 10 or more, he was drinking multiple diet sodas daily, which were laden with aspartame. And I know you've certainly talked about aspartame in the past. And aspartame, likewise, is an excitotoxin. Dr. Russell Blaylock has talked about that. So it's a neurotoxic substance and can be metabolized to methanol, for example, which has can affect the retinal nerve and certainly other neurons as well. And it's just generally very toxic and really probably never should have been approved by the FDA. Other toxins, I guess, that you can look for, there are tests that you can do to look for mycotoxins, and these are mold spores. And so mold exposure can be very devastating to patients as well and can present as chronic fatigue. And so typically for these individuals, you'd want to, first of all, maybe make the diagnosis. They'd want to evaluate the home in which they live. And certainly if they had mold spores in their home, they would want to remove the mold spores from the home, maybe even relocate if necessary. So that can also be a factor, and I think that's coming up more frequently than it used to. So that's one of the things I look for as well. So other than that, you know, you look for those are the things that you can more readily identify. A lot of the diagnosis is in the history. So if a patient has had occupational exposure to, I don't know, unusual chemicals maybe in the workplace, maybe they've had exposure to petroleum products. Benzene, for example, is a known carcinogen and can predispose to lymphoma and other types of cancers. And so an example of that would be with the in the Gulf with the oil spill. There's I'm sure the benzene levels are going to be extremely high, and unfortunately those people living in those areas will probably have increased incidences of cancer. So these are the types of things that you look for, but much of the diagnosis is in the history. As you know, probably 90% of it is disclosed by the patient. So it's just a matter of listening to the patient and getting an accurate history from the patient and then maybe exploring those avenues from a diagnostic standpoint.
Well, now, basically, you speak of heavy metals, but what about aluminum? What about fluoride? They're not heavy metals, but they're certainly... Is this something that you're concerned about?
You know, I haven't seen... When we do the provocative testing... We give the patient an intramuscular shot of Desferal, which helps to elicit aluminum in the chelation test, the urine toxic metal profile. I haven't seen as much aluminum in the urine toxic metals profiles as I have, as I said, mercury, lead, sometimes cadmium, other unusual metals. But aluminum certainly is a factor, and it's something that you would probably want to avoid. The other thing is, as you said, fluoride, I think, is very important. It really has no biological role in the body. And, you know, I think you've talked about this in the past. I think it's the hydrofluorosilicic acid, I guess, is the byproduct of aluminum manufacturing, industrially speaking. And, they use this to fluoridate the water. So, and I think the early studies where they looked at dental caries or cavities, it probably wasn't the fluoride that played any role in this. It may have been the calcium content of the water. But so I think there are other ways to protect or prevent against dental caries using other things for dental care other than fluoride. So I'm not a huge proponent of using fluoride. I think, dentistry is a good example. It tends to be rather toxic, unfortunately, with, the recommendations to use fluoride. And then they put in the silver mercury amalgams. They do root canals and implants, which are also very toxic and can have an association with autoimmune disease and cancer in susceptible individuals. So that's definitely one of the things that you look at. So oral health is very important. So that's definitely one of the things that I investigate when a patient comes to Invita, for example.
One of the things that an awful lot of conservatives are taking silver, I'm somewhat concerned about that. Certainly silver is an excellent antibiotic. I use it on the skin. because it'll kill bacteria. About it, I'm very, very concerned that so many conservatives are ingesting silver on a regular basis to control infection. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've looked at that. Certainly we do use silver, but I think the difference is in the quality of the silver. Much of the silver that's used today in the clinical setting is nanoparticle silver or silver solution. In other words, it's 10 to the negative 9. So the particle size is extremely small. Silver, as you said, it's certainly a precious metal. It's probably one of the best antibiotics there is. Before the advent of penicillin, pharmacists were making colloidal silver. And so silver is antibacterial, it's antifungal, it's antiparasitic, and it's antiviral. And it's also anti-inflammatory. So while it is a precious metal, it's not a heavy metal. Typically, it's not absorbed by the body, it's just eliminated. So for many people, it can be a helpful adjunct in treating chronic infections. So I think what you see, I guess historically in patients maybe who've gotten into trouble with silver, are individuals who make their own. And so typically what happens is if an individual doesn't do this carefully and use, for example, distilled water free of impurities, if they have any type of salt in their sodium chloride, what happens is the silver that's generated is silver chloride, and the particle size, these are more colloidal, these are large particles, and over time, an individual who takes this silver, the silver chloride can deposit in the dermis of the skin and cause argyria, which is a blue-gray discoloration. Now, that doesn't happen with the nanoparticle high-tech silver solutions that you're seeing today. But it can happen if you're making your own or you're using maybe a product that's tainted with silver chloride. And so I know there was an individual in the news maybe a year or two ago who they were calling him Papa Smurf because he was blue. I mean, he was the bluest individual I've ever seen, as blue as can be. And he had a white beard. And this was an individual who was making silver lifelong. And he was also applying it to his skin for psoriasis. Now, he had no adverse health consequences other than just the very real aesthetic fact that he was blue. And so that is argyria. And so I have seen minor cases of this, maybe in the hospital setting. Occasionally you see a patient who might be kind of blue-gray, but it's not very often. It's fairly rare, and I've never seen that issue with nanoparticle silver. So I think there's a big push by maybe pharmaceutical companies to maybe remove the nanoparticle silver. I think in Europe you're not even able to buy the nanoparticle silver over the counter anymore. So I think it's relatively safe as far as things go. I think, you know, moderation is the key. Anything can be toxic in excess. Certainly water is an example of that. So, I think you have to be reasonable when you use these things. But I have seen great benefit with silver. An example would be, sometimes I'll have patients that will come in with chronic sinusitis, which is often fungal in nature. And typically physicians give antibiotics, which are antibacterial, and they don't work. But what I have done in the past is I've had patients use nanoparticle silver solution as a nasal spray, where you do basically administer a couple sprays in each nostril four times a day. And maybe in 2 to 4 weeks, you'll see patients, the sinusitis will clear up, something that they've had for years. So it's just another adjunct that you can use. And I think you just have to be scrupulous, I guess, in your use of it, like with anything. But I don't think it's problematic. I know one particular company that makes a nanoparticle silver. They say if you use their 10 parts per million solution and you do a tablespoon twice a day, you really wouldn't see any toxicity maybe for 70 years, if that. So I think it's fairly safe. I think certain maybe silver products are better than others, and you would just have to evaluate which type of product you're using. So I'm maybe not as concerned about the silver. I think the origin of the silver, though, is important.
Now, what about the treatment of cancer and autoimmune disease? Let's take autoimmune disease first, and then we can talk about cancer perhaps after the half hour. But so many people are plagued with autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, scleroderma. Are these chronic autoimmune diseases, which, of course, we treat them with cortisone, and the cortisone, the long-term cortisone use, is not good for people. What can you do with people who have these autoimmune diseases where their body's reacting to their own tissues?
Well, of course, that's a difficult scenario. I mean, I think in these individuals, you always want to look for an underlying infection. And honestly, in our experience, a lot of these patients have Lyme. I mean, it seems extraordinary, but, you know, maybe up to 50% of these rheumatologic diseases and or neurodegenerative diseases are secondary to latent chronic or undiagnosed Lyme disease. So that's one of the things that we look at. Not all, certainly, but it's one of the things that we look for. So if we can identify an underlying infection, then that's something that you would want to treat or try to remove if possible. And so I think you try to look for things in patients who have chronic diseases, particularly autoimmune, whether they be rheumatologic or neurodegenerative. You look for just the kind of things that we've been talking about. You look for things that you can address and treat, toxins, infection, and then you try to address those things. And certainly, a lot of patients, most, you know, if you're treating them appropriately, they can get better. Will they recover completely? I think it depends on how long they've had the autoimmune disease and the extent of damage that's been done, in which case, you know, there's a limit to what you can do. But a lot of these things can be treated. And so I'm not a huge proponent of using steroids unless they're absolutely necessary, because typically, you know, if a patient does have underlying infection, you're just suppressing the immune function, in which case it allows the bacterium, for example, to run wild and kind of ravage the body.
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Dr. Brent Thorne. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, 132 Commerce Drive. Wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is Morning's Brent Thorne. Before we go on, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Invita Medical Center? And I know you have all sorts of facilities there and programs for people, as well as, of course, the opportunity for treatment. How can people actually reach your organization?
I think if they call our 800 number, which is 866-830-4576, that's 866-830-4576. We have patient care coordinators who are there who can maybe answer any questions or facilitate care if an individual is interested in that. Certainly we have a website as well, which is simply www.envita.com. That's www.envita.com.
All right, fine. And certainly, Envita specializes in these difficult diseases that are really so hard to treat. Now, basically, what can you do for these people who have the chronic infections, the chronic mycoplasma, the Sydney, the chronic Lyme disease, varicella, that, you know, just doesn't show up on the initial test. But there are the patients with the chlamydia. These chronic debilitating infections that the body is not able to manage on their own. What can you actually do for them? The mycoplasma fermentans, the mycoplasma pneumonia, these chronic infections, which, you know, until perhaps 30, 40 years ago, didn't plague so many people. What can be done?
Well, I think we have, certainly it depends on the diagnosis, and that would be just a matter of working up the patient and determining what maybe the underlying problem or problems are, and then formulating a treatment plan. But a lot of the protocols are very similar, particularly for infection. So, again, as I shared with you, if they had metals, for example, you'd want to incorporate an IV chelation protocol where you're targeting maybe mercury, lead, whatever the problem might be. You incorporate that. If we're addressing infections, now, if we're talking about maybe mycoplasma or Lyme, for example, you could do, in my experience, oral antibiotics don't work particularly well for Lyme disease. So we usually do everything IV or intravenously. We do incorporate oral antibiotics as well, but we're very aggressive when we treat these things. So for mycoplasma, for example, typically that can respond to doxycycline. That would just be one thing that we use classically. Intravenous doxycycline or oral is used for Lyme disease, but we use other antibiotics as well, Zithromax, Rocephin, amikacin, and any number. It just kind of depends on the patient. So as far as like bacterial organisms, we would definitely want to incorporate some type of antibiotic because they do have a role, obviously, and they are effective. There certainly can be side effects with that. You try to minimize those as best you can. Obviously, someone would want to take probiotics to minimize any candidiasis, you know, candida overgrowth and those types of things. But the other things that are very effective against these types of occult infections, whether they be viral, bacterial, or even parasitic, are biooxidative therapies. Now, by that, I mean intravenous ozone therapy. Intravenous hydrogen peroxide has been very effective, especially against the chronic viral infections. A good example is if one acquires influenza or the flu, if you have an opportunity to get a hydrogen peroxide IV, maybe from an integrated practitioner, it can really help knock out the flu in short order. So biooxidative therapies are very important. And then because, again, we are an integrative clinic, that's why we're able to use those things in Arizona. But we also incorporate other things. We have some homeopathic treatments that we use as well. And we do use the nanoparticle silver, whether it be by IV push or by oral, you know, administration. So and then there are other herbal things that we can use. There are a lot of supplements that we add to protocols that do boost immune system function. And the other thing I would point out, for a lot of these patients who have chronic fatigue, regardless of cause, often relates, I guess, at a fundamental level to mitochondrial dysfunction, which is basically the powerhouse of the cell. So I think to make the patients feel better, you need to address maybe the mitochondrial dysfunction. There are certainly a lot of supplements that can be helpful for that to improve the energy of the patient. But I think fundamentally you try to address the underlying infection using some of these treatment modalities that we talked about. We have an ozone sauna, hyperthermic ozone sauna, far infrared sauna. These are things that are good for detoxification. Even things like Gerson therapy, where patients administer organic coffee enemas at home for detoxification, which is good for, we use that certainly for our cancer patients and chronic fatigue patients. And you'd be surprised how patients report it makes them feel so much better after doing it. So those are just a few of the things that we do, but usually we try to customize a treatment protocol depending on what the patient might have. So it could have any number of things, and our treatment protocols often can range, you know, usually anywhere from maybe 4, well, I suppose it could be 2 weeks depending on the patient, but usually up to 8 weeks if we're dealing with very advanced disease, whether it be chronic fatigue from, say, for example, Lyme, like our Lyme protocol, or cancer. And, of course, we get a number of cancers that present to our clinic. So those are just a few of the things that we use, but I think you have to approach it from multiple avenues and use multiple different agents to try to effect, health in that patient.
Well, one of the problems with treating cancer is that we have certain ideas as physicians. You know, you certainly either cut the disease out or you burn it out or you treat it with chemotherapy. The problem is that if you look at the results with certain cancers, now these would be the solid cancers, not the lymphomas, leukemias, Hodgkin's disease, the treatment of those has improved dramatically since I was a medical student and practiced in medicine. I mean, those used to be fatal, and now many of them do respond to conventional therapy, but certainly they respond dramatically. But certainly the solid tumors of breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, prostatic cancer, longevity, those really hasn't improved very much in the last 30 or 40 years, has it?
I think, I would agree to some extent. I think breast cancer, they've had significant improvement, but I think much of that is probably related to the anti-hormonal therapy that they've incorporated. For example, a woman with estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive breast cancer, maybe they have other markers like HER2-new, things like that. So, but you're right. If you look at conventional chemotherapy, the way it's administered, there are peer-reviewed journal articles that indicate that the 5-year survival benefit from a conventional chemotherapy across the board for all adult malignancies is only 2.2%. Now, this, of course, excludes the other cancers that you talked about that often do respond well to chemotherapy, like lymphoma, pediatric acute leukemias, seminoma, which is testicular cancer, and some of the oral or head and neck type cancers. But as we've discussed in previous shows, that there are ways to administer targeted low-dose high-frequency chemotherapy to facilitate, administration of the chemotherapy to the cancer cells as opposed to outlying healthy cells, particularly the immune system cells, which are very sensitive to chemotherapy. So, but that's just one of the things that you can do, targeted low-dose, high-frequency chemotherapy using insulin potentiation is one of the ways that you can use chemotherapy effectively. Cancer.
All right, when we get back, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question for Dr. Brinkhorn.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, 132 Commerce Drive. Wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. I guess this morning, Dr. Brent Corbett is talking about the Invita Medical Center. And we have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. I was just checking to see if your guest has had any experience with diabetes 1, which my son was diagnosed with about 8 months ago. He's 13 years old, and there's no family history, so we've determined that there might be a possibility that he got it from vaccines, but I was interested if your guest might have any information on any success with diabetes 1, and I'll hang
now,
up.
Now, what does basically have? What sort of treatment? I mean, what sort of disease?
He has diabetes 1.
Oh, type 1 diabetes, and he's 15?
Type 1.
What about that? Type 1 diabetes, 15-year-old, and apparently it's fairly recent onset. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I would relate, unfortunately, a young man who is, I believe he was 14 or 15, that presented to our clinic perhaps a week or 2 weeks ago with the very same complaint. And his family felt that it was secondary to his vaccination schedule. And I would point out that he actually, on one particular day, he had 5 separate vaccines administered on the same day. And within a matter of months, he had new onset type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with no family history and no apparent indication that he was headed in that direction. So the question is, was it the vaccine that precipitated an immune-mediated destruction of his beta cells in the pancreas that produce insulin? Or was he perhaps en route to diabetes and the vaccine just facilitated that process? Or maybe a combination of two. You know, it's hard to say. So I think vaccines, and I know Dr. Stan has talked about this in the past, can be very toxic and have caused a lot of harm and injury, I think, to, our children. Unfortunately, the vaccine schedule just seems crazy to me because when I was young, I don't remember getting all these vaccines. And so we're seeing increased rates of autism and a lot of these autoimmune diseases, even, other types of autoimmune diseases, perhaps down the road for patients who are getting, older patients maybe who are getting vaccines that have other adjuvants in them, which are known to be very immunogenic. So it's quite possible that that was the basis for that. And unfortunately, because it's an immune-mediated destruction, maybe caused by the vaccine, a cross-reactivity perhaps, there's really not much that you can do other than, well, unfortunately, stem cells, which we don't do in the United States at this time.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. I just thought I'd see if you had any ideas on that versus the conventional insulin and such, and I appreciate your time.
Yes, unfortunately, I think you're kind of compelled to use the insulin until, the stem cell therapy has advanced. It's still kind of in a seminal stage, and it's not approved yet in the United States. They are doing it in Germany and some places in Mexico, but unfortunately right now you're kind of compelled to use insulin.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
I
appreciate it. God bless you guys.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you. What do you think about the we've got some other callers here, but I do some, maybe next time we get you with us, we'll find out what's going on with stem cells in other countries, and certainly the possibility that we'd be able to treat diabetes and other disease with adult stem cells is rather exciting. Who do we have on the call, on the line?
Lori in Colorado.
Yes, go right ahead. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. Could you speak a little bit on DMSO and nanosilver to get into the microbe of the cell and to heal it?
Well, you know, we do use actually DMSO in some of our hydrogen peroxide IVs, and we use it for as a vehicle to deliver other topical agents for other therapies that we do. We haven't really used it topically with silver. I know that's something that some people do, and DMSO, of course, is not FDA approved for that purpose, I would point out. It's typically been used as a solvent in the industrial setting, so if you do use DMSO, you'd want to get pharmaceutical-grade DMSO, but I think it's safe. DMSO is an antioxidant, and it has the unique property of being what's called miscible, meaning it's both fat-soluble and water-soluble, so it makes an ideal carrier vehicle for, say, like a fat-soluble substance. So, for example, if you're going to apply maybe topical hormones, you know, maybe somebody has some alopecia or baldness, and they wanted to apply maybe some estradiol or something, for example, you could use DMSO to deliver that to the cells and not throughout the body. So, yes, I know people do that with silver, and it could be effective, but as I say, we do it IV, and you can even nebulize the silver using an ultrasonic nebulizer, particularly like in acute respiratory illnesses. So we don't typically use DMSO to deliver the silver. We administer an IV push, and sometimes we nebulize it, and, of course, patients can take it orally. But I do know that there are protocols for that.
Yeah, I've done it, DMSO and silver, just made my own stuff, and I feel a lot better.
Sure.
I mean, just like one drop, you know, in like an ounce of distilled water and do it twice a day, and it's made a huge difference in my health, and I was
sure.
Already healthy.
No, I don't doubt that at all. I think DMSO has a lot of utility, and certainly we use silver. We use them both, actually. We just haven't really combined the two at this time.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
What about depression? You know, certainly people who have mental depression, we have another caller. Well, we're going to have to get you on here sometime real soon again, but who do we have right now calling in?
This is Mike. I wanted to know, he said not to take probiotics if you have candida.
Actually, no. I would definitely recommend probiotics because it's the good bacteria that colonize the GI tract that compete with candida and keep candida in check. So, absolutely, I think a high quality probiotic is essential. And actually, maybe 70% of your immune system is in your GI tract. So that's one of the things that we look at as well. Maybe a comprehensive digestive stool analysis is one of the tests that we often do. That's helpful.
Okay,
but,
one more time.
Probiotics
are important. Telephone number out, please.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Dr. Stan?
Telephone number out again?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, could you put your telephone number out for almost an hour?
Oh, of course. Yes, it's area code 866-830-4576. Again, that's 866-830-4576.
And ladies and gentlemen, two-thirds of your immune system is in your intestine. Kill off the bacteria there. Or alter them, and you're going to leave yourself wide open to infection. These are things that I never learned when I was in medical school. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Brad Korn, and I hope you enjoyed it. He's from the Invita Medical Clinic, Scottsdale, Arizona, but they have all sorts of educational programs there as well, and you can go to their website. Just type in Invita, www.invita.com. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported. We are on well over 70 radio networks or shortwave or radio outlets every week. But it's an expensive proposition, and if you're in a position to help, why, we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Help us as we try to reach as many people as we can. We want to warn you, there's an organized effort to take us into a war with Iran. And remember, when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. This war could be a disaster because we have intentionally transferred the nuclear technology to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan, and they have transferred it to Iran. You're not going to read this in your publications, but go to my website or go up on your search engine, just type in Radio Liberty Civil Edmonds, S-I-B-E-L, Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S. Radio Liberty Civil Edmonds. Read that article. Pull it down, copy it, distribute it to everyone you know. We have intentionally spread nuclear weapons to Pakistan, to the Islamic world, in preparation for the coming nuclear war with the Islamic world. This is not something that's imaginary. It's real. Everybody in the world has heard of the Civil Edmonds story, except people here in America, because certainly our media is largely controlled by six major corporations, all of which tie in to the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you can't afford it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to videos. Scroll down videos. The first one, it's my talk. And if you can stand hearing me talk for 2 hours on the Brotherhood of Darkness, it's well worthwhile. So please get the information. Help us to get it out. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And certainly, you must understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. There is a small group of people who control both political parties, the military, the banking system. There's six major banks in America. And about 8,000 smaller ones, but the six major ones control 70% of the banking assets of our country, and of course they make mockery out of a free system. of the central bank. The Fed is a privately owned central bank owned by a few bankers, and it's developed for their benefit. It was developed 99 years ago to create stability for our currency. They've destroyed our currency. They've been commissioned with keeping full employment. We have rampant unemployment. Understand, the plan is to destroy America and to impoverish our people, because these people's loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream. And I hope you'll listen at 4 o'clock this afternoon, as I'm going to summarize what's going on. You can, of course, hear our program at RadioLiberty.com live 24 hours a day, and listen 24 hours a day to the archives. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Get others listening, and then until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts.